This show would not be possible without the support of our listeners, patrons, and sponsors. If you'd like to learn more about supporting the 3-Bit Gamer Show, check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/3BG. And a huge thanks goes out to our boss-level patrons, Christopher and Patrick.
Trent, hand me that bottle over there.
The orange one?
No, the blue one with the zebra on it.
Here.
Now, hand me that cup of river mud.
Why do you even have this?
For this!
What are you even making? Some sort of potion? You put like 100 things in there.
I'm not making anything. I'm just grinding my alchemy staff.
Oh.
Can I try it?
This is Hanzo. Welcome to the 3-Bit Gamer Show.
It's the 3-Bit Gamer Show. I'm JD.
This is Peterson.
And this is Trent.
And no, you can't try it.
Why?
Because
it's not ready.
It's not ready yet. It's like one of those things that like just has a little. Well, what is it in Legend of Zelda when you
make
craft
the gross
something
stuff?
That's like really terrible? That's what it's going to come out looking like.
Well, did you guys ever do that? Okay, so when I was a kid, we used to remember the show MacGyver.
Mm-hmm.
We used to
watch MacGruber the other week. Not
the same
good.
Thing.
No, of course
not.
It's
good.
It's not supposed
MacGyver's
to be good.
Back too. There's a new series.
So we
same
used
guy?
To
no.
We used to play. I don't know. Look, this is the 90s. We were little kids. We didn't have a lot of stuff to do. We used to play little MacGyvers is what we would call it. And we
little
just
MacGyver.
We would just go around like the house trying to find things, and eventually it would end up with us just going through the fridge and like throwing crap together and daring
yes.
each other to eat it. You guys did that, right?
Still do that.
Was it always food oriented, or is that just
no?
How it,
it just
ended up,
being that, and we'd be like, "Oh, look, I put chocolate syrup and ketchup, and you know what I mean." I'll just like make this gross potion.
Trent and I used to do that in high school.
That's why I'm still good at alchemy now.
Mm-hmm. To a guy we hung out with, we'd make gross combinations and then be like, "Dude, eat this." And I don't know why, but he'd always eat it.
Yeah, all right.
And then Jackson would be like, "Oh, we'll give you $50." And he's like, "Okay." And then he'd eat it. And then he'd be like, "Where's our $50?" We're like, "We're not going to give you $50.
We don't have $50.
We're
going to
eat it anyway."
Well, yeah, you're going to eat it anyway. He would just always eat these gross combos and then be like, "Wait, why did I do that?" We're like, we were asking ourselves that very thing. I got a new visual sign, so I don't play kudos over Peterson.
I still
who
might
can't,
jump in.
Can't
it's
read
this?
Social cues.
I still might yes. jump in.
Yeah, maybe. Kudos is our positivity segment we like to do every week. Start the show off on a positive note. And this week, you guys don't. You have one?
Yeah, I have a quick one.
What's yours?
So it's okay. So I've talked about how did this get made before.
You're obsessed with this,
dude.
Podcast.
It's so good. But there is one episode for Drop Dead Fred. Do you remember this movie?
I
vaguely.
Do.
Yeah. Like, I remember it vaguely as well from, like, the...
He's got red hair, right?
90s. Yeah, he's, like, yeah. He's like this, you know, this punk, and it's this girl's imaginary friend or
and
something
he, like, lives
from
under
her childhood.
Bed or something.
It's
right?
A little creepy.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a little creepy, but not scary creepy. Like, why is there an old man telling this girl to
by
do
Harvey
stuff?
Weinstein.
Sounds like it.
No,
no,
sounds like a Weinstein
but the
joint.
The How Did This Get Made episode of Drop Dead Fred might be one of the best podcast
really?
Episodes I've ever listened to. It's so funny. And mind you, I can barely remember this movie. It's so funny. They like legitimately get into it and are like arguing. And the fans, because it's a live episode, the fans are like taking sides. It's amazing. So how did this get made? Drop Dead Fred episode.
Is it recent? So that's
yep.
just, that just
yep.
came out?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta
listen to it.
Since we're talking about old stuff, and I'm back to it, I need clarification. Was you guys... So I never watched MacGyver growing up. Ever.
Oh.
I've never seen a single episode.
I only know what it is from The Simpsons.
And I only know what it is from popular reference,
because,
popular culture
because,
references.
Selma and what's the other aunt's name?
Patty.
Patty and Selma used to watch it.
Right.
Oh my yeah. gosh.
So here's my question. Is MacGruber an accurate parody, like, or is it more like an Austin Powers? Because what stands out to me in MacGruber is he's like such a relentless asshole. So is that like, who,
yeah.
was MacGyver an asshole?
No, he
and
wasn't.
What a weird film parody to make, because he wasn't, I don't think MacGruber was an asshole in the SNL skits.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so they're just like, he's just going to be...
But yeah, MacGyver, he would just get into these dumb situations. He'd always be trapped or something and then like find stuff around the area and make some sort of...
Every single time.
Gizmo to get himself out of this situation. Every time.
You remember the Pretender? You ever watched The Pretender? It's in the same time period.
I didn't watch it. I've never heard of
it. I remember you watched it.
I'm not going to talk about it. No one remembers it. But listen, dear
listeners. One of those shows that only Jamie really watched.
Yes, there are a ton of those.
I've got a few of those.
The Saint with Val Kilmer? No, one's ever seen that.
People have seen that. I just haven't seen that.
People who exist have seen it, I'm sure.
There's a few people.
My kudos this week goes out to, as Trent pointed out, a YouTuber. So apparently there is one YouTuber that I follow. I am a YouTuber-er?
You're a YouTube fan. YouTuber fan.
I'm a YouTuber fan. I'm going to YouTubeCon.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Choice Awards?
Anywhere I can get nearer to my YouTubers. Maybe they'd accidentally like brush against me or something. You know.
How do you feel about TikTokers?
Make me feel is alive.
I downloaded TikTok the other day.
So I thought TikTok
just
was...
to look at it.
I thought
I didn't know what it was.
Fine.
It is, basically. It's not
but
owned
I got
by the same people.
So someone sends me a TikTok the other day, and I'm like, cool. I have 6 seconds to dedicate to this video, and I started watching it, and it was like, what the fuck? And it doesn't show, maybe it does on the app, but it doesn't show if you're watching it on a browser how long it is. And I got like 40 seconds in, I was like, is this going to end?
This is the longest Vine I've ever seen.
It was like 2 minutes long. I was like,
what
the
fuck? It's just like YouTube.
It's like...
What?
It's like Vine and YouTube mixed.
Yeah, the whole purpose of Vine was you were, like, restricted by...
Because from what I can tell using the app, too, there's not, like, a way to filter through stuff. It's just, like, you scroll down, and it's just video after video after video, and it just starts playing as you scroll, kind of like the Netflix queue.
But,
like,
you can't... That. Yeah.
My least favorite
my
thing
least
about
favorite
Netflix?
Part of Netflix as an app.
Yeah.
Sounds right up my alley. No, I think TikTok, I think that ship has sailed. The first social media that I was too old for was Snapchat. So I'm deaf too old for TikTok.
You'll be on the next one.
Well,
just go back to Facebook.
I'm way into YouTube. I'm a YouTuber now.
Check out the 3-bit TikTok page.
Oh my God.
Peterson started one. You just don't know.
All right. I could do that. We could do that. This YouTuber is he goes by the LA Beast. And I feel like he's been on YouTube so long. He's been a YouTuber since before that was considered like a career. He was one of these people that was just making videos on YouTube just because. And I think one of the earliest videos that he went viral on was drinking a 20-year-old Crystal Pepsi. Because he grew up and loved Crystal Pepsi when he was a kid. Then they discontinued it. And then... He found one.
Do you know why we loved Crystal Pepsi as a kid?
Why?
Because our moms wouldn't let us drink caffeine. And it was like, oh, but
it's like
clear.
Sprite.
Yeah, it's like
clear.
Sprite.
Did you pretend
because caffeine,
it was Sprite?
Because as everyone knows, caffeine is brown.
It is. Coke's not brown either, though.
Coffee, Coke, all these things are brown because of the caffeine.
It's the caffeine that did it.
And then if you add enough caffeine, it turns green.
Which is why
Mountain
you have
Dew.
Mountain Dew and Mellow Yellow.
Yep. Yuck.
Yeah, duh. No, So he drinks this 20-year-old Crystal Pepsi, and then he ends up throwing the whole thing up. Since then, though, I think his stomach got quite a bit stronger.
Had
because he does these insane eating challenges, and these are not challenges that anyone has made of him. These are challenges that he's self-imposed on himself, and then he just does them and films them. And it's so gross. Like, it really is. And if you're not into this type of humor, you're not going to enjoy it. But I mean, he eats weird, gross foods like canned cheeseburgers. Like, he'll get a canned cheeseburger and then describe it as he's eating it.
Oh, no.
It's like the canned witch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's a thing for real?
It's so gross. He does these things.
Are they, like slimy looking?
Uh-huh. It's so slimy. It's, like,
they're
wet.
Gross.
It's wet. And he's like, he pops the can. He's
why
like,
does
I
that
can't
exist?
Smell. But then he eats the whole thing. And that's why you got to love this guy, because he's not like, you know, just like nibbling
taste
at these things.
Like,
and
he's like, he's just like snarfing
he's like,
down.
I have to eat this whole thing and I will do it. And so he's so committed. I watched him drink a gallon of Tabasco sauce. Like, the guy is nut. Yes. You just watch it. And he keeps the camera just dead on him the whole time with the timer running. Like, there's no trickery. He's usually just in his garage doing this. And so if you like this type of stuff, it's super duper funny. I will read some of the descriptions of his videos. Not the descriptions, I'm sorry. These are just the titles. Can a human being Inhale a Domino's pizza in 49 seconds or less using a paper shredder.
Inhale?
So he puts a Domino's pizza.
He just breathes in.
No, he just like...
He puts a Domino's pizza through a paper shredder and then uses a leaf blower to blow it down his throat.
How strong is this paper shredder that it can shred a pizza?
It's so shitty. It's so gross. It's like falling
in chunks.
Does he
have to like push it through?
No, it's a mess. Like most of these things don't work out. The contraptions do not work.
But the leaf blower one is brilliant.
No, he does this Domino's pizza thing and he has like this contraption he's built where the hose goes up. And he's like, this is my prototype, and the hose is going into a, you know, when you see like a mannequin, those like clear mannequins that like Forever 21 that have like they're like hollow.
Yeah.
And so he's carved a hole out of one of these mannequins, and he's run the hose into its hollow head, and then he turns this thing on, and it starts pumping fucking liquid pizza into the mannequin's head and filling up. And almost immediately it goes to shit because he built this in his garage and there's like liquid pizza spraying out everywhere. And he's like, yeah, it looks good enough to go. And then he starts the challenge. He's like, yeah, this prototype worked great. And he's like, it clearly did not work great. And he does it and it's a huge fucking mess. And it's spraying pizza on him as he's throwing up liquid
pizza. Just how I pictured it.
That's just one. How
yeah.
about?
Yeah, this looks about right.
Yeah, this is about right. How fast can a human speed eat 10 lemons? He just eats them like a fucking apple. Just goes right through the lemons.
The whole lemon?
Drinking a gallon of eggnog using a leaf blower in 1 minute 23 seconds.
Oh my gosh. A gallon? Of eggnog.
Fastest time. Oh, you don't like a gallon of eggnog? How about, can a human drink a gallon of spoiled milk without vomiting into a washing machine? And spoiler alert, no. He does this.
The washing machine was necessary, though.
He drinks like 3/4 of a gallon of spoiled chunky milk. And you're like hearing him like chuck through it. Stands up, throws up in the washing machine, and then he sits back down. He's got that like face.
Wait,
where
why does he have a washing machine?
Just for this challenge.
He sits back down and he's got this look of like shell shock on his face and he's like, and then just instinctively reaches out and grabs the milk and starts drinking again.
Let's
see, enjoying a 24-year-old high C ecto cooler juice box, which I bought on eBay for $400.
Enjoying
ecto cooler. I remember that. Yeah. With Slimer.
Yeah, we have to pay $500 or $400 on eBay to get one, and this guy just drinks it. Is when I showed these guys before this episode started. What happens when you put 15 McDonald's cheeseburgers in a juicing machine?
Dude, this is so gross.
You don't want to watch it, that's what.
He dunks his hand, he grabs the whole burger, dunks his hand into a bowl of Coke. And he's his whole hand is
I don't know why he goes all the way to the wrist.
He's got
to
get it fully
he's got
submerged.
Big hands. He's a big dude.
And that's not the only thing he's doing. He's doing that while he is this tube of like goopy mashed
cheeseburger
up cheeseburger
is coming into
his mouth. While he's dunking this, he's eating it. It's horrible.
And my personal favorite, the one that got Jenna to watch like 20 of these videos, I showed her this one first. Can a human trick their mind into eating 10 cacti? This guy goes and gets those little cactuses
what?
You get in the little tiny pots from like the grocery store, and he just eats them. Just the spiky ones. Just chomps them right
through. Little spike or big spike?
Medium spike?
Still spike.
No, small spike. The little ones that are like against the cactus.
The little spiny ones? Those are the worst ones.
Yeah, and he just... chomp and eats this thing. Guys, I don't know if you if you're an odd duck like me that enjoys these weird gross out type of videos. LA Beast on YouTube is just he's just good.
Not gonna lie, I am sold. I am definitely watching some of these.
I said, he's been doing this so long, he's got like 10 years of content. He's got he does a lot of real eating challenges that aren't gross out things, so he'll eat like an 8-pound cheeseburger. Or try to eat like 140 chicken nuggets.
He's got
to
keep it fresh, though.
And then eat 100 eggs with the eggshell.
No.
Yeah, dude, he keeps
it
fresh.
That's salmonella.
Yeah, he does. He does. Oh, he did.
The eggshell's where it comes from. I didn't know that.
He did a chug challenge. LA Beast egg chug Let's see how many there is. A 100 raw egg chug challenge.
No.
And then he eats 36 raw eggs with a shell. Jeez. Yeah, so check it out. It's good. All right. Next up, we do have a voicemail. 2 weeks in a row? 3 weeks in a row?
This is a record.
Wow. You guys have just been stellar. This one came from Abby. So thank you so much for leaving this. Let's take a listen.
Hey, this is your favorite fan.
How'd you know?
Okay, gosh, I can't talk now. I just wanted to call and say I've been listening for a couple months and really love your show.
Oh.
And I wanted to leave just a really quick review of Mario Kart Mobile.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
You like Mario Kart Mobile playing the amateur?
Fun anxiety. It's really fun mobile game. Oh my god.
I think Abby loves Mario Kart Mobile.
Anyways,
she's so stoked.
It's really cute. You have to have your Nintendo account to play it, but it is free. Yeah, it's really fun. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Abby.
Yeah, thank you.
That was awesome. Yeah, Mario Kart Mobile is super fun.
Yeah?
I like it a lot.
Except for it doesn't have Yoshi. It doesn't have
Luigi. But no one likes him anyway.
Always play Luigi.
No, you don't.
I always don't. Yes, I do. You're every game.
I always wonder who is
the more of a Bowsette guy, I think.
Oh.
If they put Bowsette in Mario Kart Mobile.
1,000%.
That's it.
That's your only game.
The only one I played. Guys, if you want to leave us a voicemail, we'd love to hear from you. You can just check out our website, 3bitgamershow.com, and it's the big green button that says leave us a voicemail. It's probably easier to do it on your phone, but yeah, check it out, and we'll hopefully get to your stuff on air.
Live from the 3-Bit Gamer Show. The news!
Right, we got some news this week. Peterson, why don't you start us off? Oh, wait, shut up. Everybody stop.
Shut up! Just relax!
Calm down! News this week, as always, is brought to you by Crave Cookies. Crave Cookies is this awesome little cookie joint down in Midvale, Utah. They deliver on Trent. Tell me what delivery services we can use to get Crave to our house.
You can use DoorDash,
mm-hmm.
Grubhub,
mm-hmm.
or any night after 5 o'clock, we do our own delivery as well.
Wait, you do it?
I mean, sometimes.
Or Trent's dad.
Or my dad.
Who...
He got a 5-star review the other night.
Ew!
As the kind elderly gentleman that delivered cookies.
Yeah, Trent and I are at the football game, and this he gets a... email notification that there's a review that came in, and he's like, oh, it's like, oh, I really love Crave Cookies, and I just got delivery tonight, and the kind, and then it truncated, and Trent turns to me, he goes, Carl's delivering tonight. I guarantee you that says kind elderly gentleman.
Or kind old man.
Or kind older man.
Did it?
It absolutely did.
Yes.
The kind elderly gentleman assured me that they were fresh from the oven. Is what it said.
Because nice. He delivers and he's fresh from the oven, buddy. So, if you want fresh from the oven cookies delivered by Trent's dad, check out Crave Cookies, cravecookies.co.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
What's the radius on these deliveries? Do you deliver like 45 minutes away?
I found out you can get Postmates to deliver anywhere.
Really?
But it's like a $20 fee if it's further than like 10 miles. But no, we're a 5-mile radius around the store. So it's Sandy, Midvale, Cottonwood Heights.
And Crave has a new cookie every week, and we have to confess it's the same as last week because we recorded last week's episode on Monday. We're recording
just a
this
few
week
days
on
ago,
Thursday. Breakneck pace. So it's still the pumpkin spice cheesecake cookie.
This time we've tasted it though,
and it is incredible.
It really is.
We have a review of it and a review of a lot of other dumb bullshit on that went long.
The review gets away from us. How about that?
If you want to hear us review this cookie and
review LA Beast,
review LA Beast. Check it out on Patreon, patreon.com/3BG. Otherwise, we're just gonna get into some news. So, Peterson, start us out.
Yeah, so the first news story is something that I think we've seen coming for some time now. But officially, Sony has opened up cross-platform to developers. So developers
That's great.
Can now make their games for PlayStation. They can make them cross-platform, which is what everyone's wanted mm-hmm. for years and years and years.
And hasn't Sony been the stick in the mud on this?
Yes, yes. Not,
Microsoft's been down. Everyone else has been down.
Yeah, they were like, hey, we're in. Let's do it. And PlayStation was like, no. Yeah. No. And then Fortnite got them to try it out. So they did like a beta of it,
uh-huh.
Fortnite and Rocket League. And now they've just opened it up, finally. So Fortnite, look, I know everyone craps on Fortnite, but they do have some positive influence in the gaming industry.
Well, it's a behemoth. They just get to throw their weight around and get away with whatever because they have such a huge player base.
Yep. So Sony opened it up, and I think this is all goodness. I don't think anyone's upset about this.
No, I don't know why. Honestly, it took so long. It seems like an overly aggressive business practice because ultimately everyone knows what platform they're going to be gaming on. And whether or not they can play with friends is got to be so low on the list. Even as a kid, I had my console, and that was the console I knew. And I'm an adult now. I'm an adult, and someone asked me. A friend asked me. I'm kind of an adult now.
Half.
I make as much money adult-ish. As an adult should make. And
I do some adult things.
I do adult things. Wait. And I had a friend reach out to me and was asking about Borderlands 2, and I was like, "What console are you playing on?" She's like, "Xbox One." And I was like, ah, shoot. It wasn't, well, you got me, Microsoft. I'm going to go buy an Xbox One to play with this person.
Got to go get one now.
So, no, I don't think that multiplayer, like, playing with your friends was really driving console sales.
And if I'm going to play with my friends, I'm going to play on the PC.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. So, yes, it's a good, I'm stoked. And then another.
The other one, just to cut a quick one, I've been playing a lot of Rocket League. It's just one of those games that sucks me in.
That's pretty new for you, right? You haven't played much of it.
Yeah, how long have you been playing it for?
I don't know. A couple weeks? Started, let's see. I think.
Do you know what your hour total is?
Yes. God, it's like 840.
Oh. Yep.
I'm trying to get. I have a goal, just a little goal with myself to get 1,000 hours by the end of the year. I think I can do it.
I think you can too.
I mean.
I believe in you.
I mean, I could.
I believe you can sit on your ass for another 160 hours playing that game.
Ooh, that's a lot. I only have one quarter left of the year.
By the end of October.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just boot it up and leave it on.
Rocktober.
Oh.
Rocktober.
Everyone join me for Rocktober.
Peterson 160 is quitting
hours.
His job and grinding this bitch
and quitting
out.
Taking sick leave.
Role as a father.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm grinding.
Leave me alone, kids. It's Rocktober.
It's Rocktober.
We got to go trick-or-treating.
It's Rocktober.
So Rocket League is doing away with loot boxes. They have these crates, you know, that you get a bazillion
Wait,
of them.
Really?
They're doing away with them, but instead you will earn blueprints. So you'll get a blueprint for a specific item, and so you can see exactly what it is. And you have to unlock it with, of course, premium currency that costs money to get.
Nope.
I actually don't like this at all.
Nope.
In games like Rocket League, and I don't know if this is a controversial stance or whatever, I like loot box systems where there's like a bazillion things that you can get.
Well, and if it's just cosmetic.
Yeah, it's just...
They're all
cosmetic. Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's just cosmetics.
None of them affect gameplay, right?
Not even a little bit. And so, I like the loot box system because it's like, yeah, whatever. I don't care what I get. I have hundreds of items in that game, so it's not like I'm dying for anything. And I guess the blueprint system is good if there's like a specific thing.
So you're saying there's no way to get cosmetics now without paying for them?
Yes.
Wait,
unless
really?
They release like a way.
Can you not earn the premium currency by playing?
So right now,
oh my God.
you can earn. So to open up the crates right now, you have to buy keys.
But you still can get random.
You can
free items.
You get random free stuff. Yes, you get
is that
random free
continue?
Stuff. I don't. That'll probably can. That's got to continue, right?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know if it is.
That would be crazy.
That would be nuts because you can get big.
That would be
you can
stupid.
Get explosions. You can get the car toppers. You can get different wheels.
Well, one of the things
jobs,
I love
stuff.
Is I get like a million of the like common items, and you can trade in five of them to get an uncommon. And then, like, five uncommons to get a rare. You know what I mean?
That sounds like a perfect system.
Right. You do that.
Why would you fuck with that?
And I'm more than happy to just do that. And I'm happy with the items I'm getting. I don't feel like there's a drought of items. I just I hope they give you a way to, I mean, because right now I can play, if I play enough, you'll get like a decryptor, which opens a box, right? So there's a way to open a box, and I probably open, I don't know, every month I'll probably open two boxes, right? It's not a ton, but I can open them. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I mean, I would default to you, Peterson, because you're the one that's put 840 hours into it.
I just think there's a right way to do loot boxes. I feel like Blizzard, I always point at Blizzard. Blizzard does loot boxes on their free-to-play games,
yep.
100% right.
Even with the influence from Activision, which is, you know, an
yep.
evil
predatory.
Influence. Right.
No. Blizzard's
Worm
like...
Wormtongue. That's the guy in Lord of the Rings,
Worm
right?
Wormtongue.
Yeah,
yes.
Activision is Blizzard's Wormtongue.
Yes.
And who's going to be Blizzard's Gandalf?
I don't know.
There isn't one.
We need
Morheim
one,
walked out. He's not Gandalf.
He'll come back.
Where are you,
Morheim
White Wizard?
Morheim the White.
He's going to come back as the White. You think he's gone? He's not.
Morheim the White. Oh, man. What a dream.
That is a dream. Anyway, I thought that was worth talking about just because Rocket League did not have predatory practices on their crates. I didn't feel pressured
to buy
them. It's
probably their plan all along.
And now they're doing this.
Just get a huge base
thing.
Of players.
Guys, everyone just needs to follow Heroes of the Storm and
Overwatch
model.
God, it's
just
not that
do
hard.
That. Every no, time you level up, just give you a crate.
Why would you not want to follow that model of these?
And I'll probably buy some occasionally anyway.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. They put out enough stuff and you're like, you know what? I could grind or I could just buy this. You're getting boxes all the time.
Overwatch.
Every time I would play, I would get
right, from a monetary perspective. They only charge, well, I know it was only for PC, but they only charge $40 for the game. Mm-hmm. So I didn't
it's
feel
on
guilty.
Switch now.
Yeah.
Or it's coming out for Switch.
Yeah, it's coming out on Switch, which is nuts because now you can play Overwatch in bed, but you don't feel guilty when you know, spending an extra $20 on loot boxes that way. And if the loot boxes are only a dollar and it's not predatory and you can spread that out. Ugh.
Anyway.
Three quick news items. Let's see. Untitled Goose Game that we talked about last
so
week.
So good.
Is now coming to PS4, Xbox One, and possibly mobile.
It'd be a great mobile game.
It's got to be pretty easy to localize to all these different consoles, I guess.
It's not. I think you use, what, two buttons? Three buttons?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is completely useless.
Mobile might
much.
Be a mess. I think mobile would be the last thing because adding touch controls would be a pretty big nightmare unless you put them on the screen. But otherwise,
but
PS4,
then,
Xbox
like
One, so easy. So yeah, if you guys are like, oh, I don't have a Switch or a PC, maybe just wait it out. Cause
here's
it's
the thing.
Coming out.
If it comes on Xbox One, I would bet money on it that it's going to go on Games Pass. I would money on it that it goes to Games
so
Pass.
So it'd be free. So, yeah, that'd be cool. Let's see. Another bit of creepy news. Abby keyed us into this
Dude, this is so weird. I can't. This is so weird.
We talked about Death Stranding is just like the weirdest fucking game ever. It takes place in this weird post-apocalyptic world in which there's ghosts or some spooky shit.
Yeah, like another dimension that
is. And the only thing that can keep you grounded if you're exploring around the wastelands is being attached to a baby that lives in a
you have a baby radar because babies unborn babies these are not
this is a fetus
yes it's a fetus it's a fetal child because they're not part of the physical world
but it,
or the spiritual world they're like in between
right? I remember reading that in my medical textbook.
Being a fetus is like being in purgatory.
It's like same thing. It's like
you're not here, man. You're not anywhere. Aren't you inside of someone who is here? No, man.
Well.
No, man. This whole the premise of this whole game is just whack. But apparently on the PS4, which I love this feature, the PS4 has a... I don't know if you guys know this if you're Xbox gamers, but PS4 controllers have a little speaker in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, it is, when used right, which is very infrequently, it's not used very often. But when it is used and it's used right, it's incredible. For example, in Horizon Zero Dawn, when you crouch and go through the grass, you hear it down.
Through
your controller, which is absolutely such a trip because it's in your lap and it's down. It's very immersive. It's just a small little tiny detail that I appreciate. It's not a game breaker. But apparently Death Stranding's baby will communicate through this controller speaker. So you're going to have a creepy little spirit fetus baby in your lap while you play this game that is already fairly disturbing.
Pretty. So Kojima said that he's changing, you know, gaming. This game's
like
going to change
Ono
gaming.
Changed music. Yes. We're very
He's
familiar.
Changing gaming, and even walking around the world is going to be fun. And I think this is what he means. So you'll be the visual.
What's not fun about a baby communicating with you through your controller?
There's a ghost here. So the visual, you're walking through, but you can't really see the like evil ghosts until they're like right on you.
Mm-hmm. And
but
it's
the
back.
Baby will tell you, I guess, through the controller when this is happening.
I can't. Turn it off.
Dude, please tell me this is the sound the baby's going to make.
No, this is... I am officially releasing a mod for Death Stranding that replaces all the baby noises with Yoko Ono at MoMA.
Oh, God.
That's actually what I want. I'd actually be down for the Yoko Ono version of this game now. I'm backing on board.
Good God.
Yeah, so this game just keeps getting worse.
It's crazy.
I'm in.
Can't wait to play it.
I can't wait to read reviews about it.
And then this one came in super under the wire. This was just out like 2-3 hours ago. Wendy's just released a full fantasy tabletop RPG.
Wait, what?
So the fast food chain Wendy's has released a full fantasy pen and paper tabletop RPG.
Like I can like unfold my fry box and it's got a map on the inside.
No,
of it?
I think this is separate. It's called Feast of Legends.
You start off and you're eating and you see a map at the bottom of your hamburger box that was scrawled on there, and that's how it begins.
Sounds
Please.
Like when Burger King made Xbox games. Do you remember that?
No.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. There was like one where you could play as the king.
Oh my god!
And you had to go steal stuff.
Can we pour out a 40 of milk for Chex Quest?
Oh, that was good.
The only one that was done
All
right.
All food companies should dabble in this just if they can. So you can download this for free on their website, Feast of Legends. Feast of Legends is set in the realm of Beef's Keep, a
wow.
land splintered
that sounds
by
The next episode will be a live playthrough.
Oh my gosh.
Well, if you guys are actually interested, you can watch Feast of Legends in Actions. If you guys, I know people are fucking obsessed with Critical Role.
Yeah.
They are doing a live play. They're doing a one shot of this on their Twitch.
Feast
so if you want to see Critical Role do this. But yeah, it's something. Oh, I guess they're making fun of McDonald's. The red and Burger King, the redheaded queen of Freshtovia,
wow,
provides a beacon of hope against the realms of Creeping Vale, ruled by Creepy King with the paper crown is the ruler of Creeping Vale, and the United Clown Nations, ruled
wow.
by Ice Jester.
Pretty okay. Heavy-handed there.
Yeah, I was going to say, lay off the symbolism just... there, George R. R. Martin. Jesus.
No, dude, it's pushing the fresh, never frozen. That's all it is.
You can get a deep PDF of this.
Can you add flavor to your meat? Otherwise, it's still not good.
I mean, look, why?
I don't know. And, like, is it going to drive people to go eat Wendy's?
With the Chex Quest, you had to go buy Chex. With the Burger King Xbox
maybe,
games,
maybe
you had to
like,
go to Burger King and buy stuff.
Maybe there's like
games.
Unlockables.
Oh
like
my
you play
gosh.
Through it and you get like a special coupon for like a Wendy's secret menu item.
Or
that's what they should have done.
If you go and buy their new item, it'll give you a new quest.
Oh,
we can keep playing. Let's keep playing. We'll go buy the
probably
Wendy's.
None of that, but that would be the smart way
nope.
to do it.
None of that.
This is weird.
It's
this
so is, weird.
I mean, it's all very Order of the Chili is a slow yet passionate path.
It's a slow path.
Order of the Baked Potato.
Comes out real slow.
Well, relative to those who have studied the Order of French Fries, those in the Order of the Baked Potato are more in tune with the world around them. Connected to nature through their very roots, the Baked Potato characters are a one-of-a-kind talent. Knockoffs are rarely found in the other nations in the realms of Beef's Keep. It is written like D&D. Like, it is... This is the weirdest investment Wendy's may have ever made.
They hire an author.
It's a PDF for free online. You don't have to go. If they were like, you have to come in and buy it, and we'll give you a little packet or a pamphlet.
And there's zero tie-ins to their actual business model.
But there's nothing. It's really weird. Yeah,
Okay. So one of the newly crowned executives at Wendy's is a big fan of D&D. He's an amateur writer
sold him on this.
And he's like, look guys, I've been writing this Wendy's quest. I don't even want to, you know what, let's just throw it up online. I've already got it written. Let me just put it online.
You don't even have to pay me for it.
Jensen, this is a 150 page PDF. When did you make this?
Oh, I have been making this for
years. I was born. When I was in the spirit realm with all the other babies.
When I was in the spirit realm being carried around.
I've been making this with the other spirit baby feti. Is that the plural of fetus?
It is now.
It is fucking now. All right, so that's the news. I'm terribly sorry. What a shit show.
Just newsy news.
Good news.
Good news. Brought to you by Crave Cookies. Trent.
Yo.
You have an Oculus.
I have an Oculus. I just got the Quest.
Oh,
so I had the Rift, but
why didn't you bring it?
I know. I haven't been home today.
Oh.
But
you know what the Quest is, right?
Well, this is what Trent was telling me. All I heard is that Trent was out in a field.
Yeah.
Doing VR.
With a lightsaber.
All I know, and I
probably looked dope.
Dude, I
looked so cool.
Okay, so here's my thing. I've been like halfway in on this whole VR thing, because everything's been super fun. I've had the Rift for like a year, and all the experiences are just that. It's like a short experience. You play for like 45 minutes, kind of immersive, but you're locked down to still just like a very small play area.
Because you have to wire, there's wires on it.
Well, there's wires on it, but you also have sensors
yep.
that determine the size of your play space. Mm-hmm. And so you really were locked down to like a 3x3 space. You couldn't go much bigger than that. Now, with the Quest, it is entirely wireless. It doesn't need to have a computer. It's got its own computer inside the headset.
It's like
itself.
A little console.
Yeah. It's like a little console. And the Guardian system, which is what determines how big your play space is, you can go up to, I was reading, so I didn't use the whole field. I was playing in the field, but it's like 10 by 10 meters is basically how big you can go. And so normally the one drawback of VR for me is that when you're moving, you still have to like teleport around with your thumbstick or just walk around like you normally would in a video game. But with this, the play space is big enough that in a lot of, if it's a semi-confined area in the game, you can actually just walk. You don't have to do any control. So it's fully immersive. So I was playing Vader Immortal, which was the launch title for
so cool.
yeah.
the Quest. I haven't played the second one yet. I'm not even through this one yet. But one of the features in this game is there's a lightsaber training dojo. And sweet. It just places you in a huge room. And you know in A New Hope where Luke's sitting there training with the droid shooting lasers at him? It's that.
Oh my God.
And so I'm just running around this field. I made a big play space, just running around, dodging lasers, shooting them back at the droid.
It's the best
it was the
I've
most
heard.
Immersive gaming experience I've ever had.
Do you have a spotter on this one?
Nah. Because you have a Guardian system. So if you get too close, so before you start playing, you take your controller and you just walk around
you paint what your
play space is. And if you approach that wall at any time, you get a huge grid that goes up in front of you. And it makes it so you can't
this
go outside of it.
This is so cool.
We're getting there, guys.
So
we're
cool.
getting there. Ready Player One.
And there's
future.
Like a few drawbacks. It's not obviously as powerful as a gaming PC, but it's almost there. And they just announced that you're going to be able to plug your Quest into your PC if you ever want to have a full PC experience. Yeah.
Wow.
But so yeah, and and it's one cord. They've done it with one cord instead. Before it was like three different cords you'd plug in.
That's
they've
what my done PSVR it with
one.
Like.
They've done it with one cord. I think I saw that Facebook was releasing like a 5 meter long cord for it or something.
Yeah, so it's got us in it, and they're releasing hand tracking with it now too.
Oh yeah.
And so I was just watching the demo video of it, and a guy holds his hand up in front of it because the Quest actually has cameras on the front of it, which is actually another nice feature because you can hit a button on the side of the headset and all of a sudden you can see your surroundings.
You're seeing the real world.
And it just brings in the video feed from what you would see if you didn't have the headset on. So it's got safety features on it too.
VR, AR?
Exactly. But it's got hand tracking now too, so it can actually analyze your hand and kind of break it down so you can have one-to-one movement with just your hand inside the Quest now too. So And just the feeling of like the lightsaber feeling in VR is the greatest thing ever. Because most of the melee combat you've experienced, it doesn't feel right. Like you pick up a sword and you expect it to be weighty and it still doesn't feel right. But a lightsaber is light.
It's supposed to be light.
And so you flip That's it on why and it's called buzzing.
The lightsaber.
It is. It has nothing to do with the laser.
I did not get a heavy it as a saber. Kid. We didn't have Star Wars, like, so I couldn't rewatch him.
I always thought it was a lifesaver. So
I thought it was a lifesaver or a lightsaber. I couldn't get
light
there.
Safer.
Light safer.
Yeah.
Safe but, lighter.
But yeah, it was life awesome. Saver. So if you haven't tried VR yet and you want, like, this is probably the best way to dabble in it because it's one of the cheaper options. It's only $400 and it's a standalone system. So you don't need to have a super powerful gaming PC.
You don't
PC.
Have to have a gaming PC to do it.
It's awesome.
Or a PlayStation for the PSVR and stuff like that.
Yep. Yep. So,
and you get out and about. There's like Pokemon Go for VR.
And it says...
You can go play lightsaber. You'll look real cool.
Oculus says lightsaber don't fighting go outside. But I'm like, why?
I swear like all the reviews I've read is like, oh, I went outside.
Because you don't
I immediately
walls.
Went outside. And
yeah. I feel like we're like 2 years away from having these interact with each other and you can have full bore lightsaber battles in a park.
Dude, it's going to be
someone. So paintball
great.
Fighting.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can interact like that and they interact with
can
each
you
other.
You imagine
talk
like
to
a paintball war? Have some sort of haptic suit that you can feel it slapping you?
Yeah,
dude. We're like 5 years from haptic suits.
We're almost ready player one. Yeah.
We're almost there. Like, well, it's like the holodeck for Star Trek. Like, there's so much application.
RP1, we're coming.
I'm stoked. If Jenna hears this, she's going to freak because she's obsessed with VR. And she's like, I want to be at like the cutting edge of VR. I was like, well, PSVR ain't it.
Get some video of Jenna in your backyard. Yeah. Playing VR while the dogs just run
just
around
smacking
her.
Them in the face.
You sit in your hot tub.
man, that'd be cool. VR in the hot tub. I'm building a hot tub. It's been the
JD.
Longest,
what VR are you
most
doing?
Drawn out nightmare of my life.
It's just like a hot tub full of women. That he's. Yeah. It's. I'm VR in VR, guys.
Finally, yeah.
The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise
Bachelor
VR.
Bachelor in Paradise VR is the saddest game.
But so great.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea.
If you purchase that game, they send you an email and it just says, you okay?
You okay, buddy?
Every few days, you get one.
Just checking in. Haven't heard from you in a minute. I saw that you logged 25 hours in Bachelor VR yesterday.
Oh, my god!
So just checking on you, bud. All right. Okay, so this is a segment still without a name, still without a soundboard clip. Foodio Games. What we've got.
Oh, I thought you clicked something on the computer. I was like, wait, are you going to play a sound clip? We don't have one.
I've got this one.
Don't you hate pants?
We haven't used that one in a long time.
I know, or this one.
I mean, if a Terry up on this plane even thinking about trying to do something, we're going to wax him up.
You're going to what?
We're going to drax
them
sclounce.
Drax them slunts.
Drax.
That's what this new segment is called, Drax Them Up.
All right, so we love food. We love talking about food. And every time Trent's here, I don't know what it is. I think Trent is our foodiest co-host.
Trent's great because he is the worst eater I've ever met in my life. No, best.
Worst best eater.
That's true. This is all true.
Trent, you ever eaten a bowl of pepperonis covered in cheese microwaved?
And queso?
Yes.
And a little bit of barbecue sauce on top.
Let me rephrase. Trent is the most fascinating eater
yes, that's a
I have ever met.
You talked about MacGyvering food together. This is like my every night.
What? You play Little MacGyver?
If I'm too lazy to leave and I don't want to pay for delivery, I open the fridge and I just think.
What will microwave?
Endless possibilities.
What can I microwave?
What sauces will mix together nicely? There's always melted cheese.
Always shredded
cheese.
Oh,
that's a given.
Just like a Costco bag of shredded cheese. That's Trent, like one of his staples. Some people have eggs or milk. Trent's is shredded cheese.
And some
cheese.
Of them end up pretty good, like my breakfast this morning. I open up the fridge, grab some eggs, some pepper jack cheese, melt them together.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, I've got tortilla chips too. So I put some barbecue sauce on top of the eggs. What? And I just dip the tortilla chips in it.
Wait, barbecue sauce and tortilla chips?
Yeah, dude.
You made an egg dip?
I was, like, okay,
dip.
Okay, I'm in
egg. It's
cheese.
Like egg,
it's like a
breakfast
egg burrito,
egg nachos.
It's like breakfast burrito. Then he says barbecue sauce.
Okay, dude, have you not ever had barbecue nachos?
No.
Go to R&R.
No.
And get barbecue nachos, and you'll shut up.
Why?
Because it's the best thing ever. You can get brisket nacho. Okay. Anyway, egg nachos are dope.
You can get brisket
nachos. I
cannot
wait until we air the food episode.
Guys, we recorded a food episode just
like 2 months ago.
Little teaser. We recorded it. It is a disaster.
It's really long.
And it is hilarious.
It was the tail end. It was like, I think we had a
it's
combined
our, it's
like
our extra.
7 cans of Bang. We
oh,
were
man.
Cranking. All right, so Foodio Games this week. I thought we could pick an existing game that best represents these fast food restaurants. So here's our list.
Got it. I like this.
Wendy's, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Dairy Queen, and Fazoli's? Thanks, Peterson.
Look, I added it in because I was like, oh, we got burgers,
Carl's
burgers,
Jr.,
Mexican.
Del Taco.
I wanted one of each.
No, I wanted, yeah, I wanted,
oh, you wanted
a
an Italian.
I was like, what's a different type of food? And I was like,
there,
oh my gosh, do you remember Fazoli's?
Is there an Italian fast food?
Fazoli's.
I'm saying other than Fazoli's.
No.
If you don't count pizza.
Which I guess for good
it
reason.
It said like, yeah, like, it said Sparrow, and I was like, well.
Pizza.
That's my favorite New York pizza joint.
It's a pretty good
so
one.
So authentic.
So authentic.
Every time I'm in New York, I hit up a Sbarro. So, let's start at the top. Wendy's. What game best represents Wendy's to you guys?
Wendy's, Hot and Juicy Redhead.
Oh,
Hot and Juicy Redhead.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Dude, I put that down.
Hot
I kid you
and
not.
Juicy Redhead.
Oh, that's not what I put.
What did you put?
No,
Trent?
I have a I real put, one, but that
oh,
was immediately what I thought of.
What did you put, Trent?
I put Fortnite.
Okay.
It exists.
Okay.
No one that actually. I won't be that rude.
Nope. Say it.
No, no one that actually matters likes it.
Don't worry.
But
none
for
of
some
our
reason,
play Fortnite.
Kids still eat it. So.
Okay.
So I have. Okay, here's so I have like described the restaurant, and I was like, "What game fits this? Bland, gross." There's like some good things at Wendy's.
Are you talking about Olive Garden or Wendy's?
This is Wendy's.
Okay,
Fazoli's.
Bland, Fazoli's. Gross. So there's some good items. Some people love it. Mm-hmm. I think it's garbage.
Right.
League of Legends. Wendy's is League of Legends. Like,
that's
it sucks. It's been the same thing forever.
But you
it's
used
not
to
good.
Like
you used
it.
To really like it.
And there are legitimately characters from League of Legends that I think about, and I'm like, that character was fun to play.
Like the cheesy cheddar burger.
Oh. Every now and then, like a Frosty. Right? Mm. Frosties aren't bad.
Monterey Chicken.
Mm. See, there's a few good things, man. But most of
the
their
good
stuff
JBC,
is terrible.
The deluxe cheeseburger that had that weird mustard sauce on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every now and then, Wendy's has a hit.
Yeah.
That you're like, oh, man, that was good.
And then they take it away.
But their
take,
core menu
take it away from me.
Is garbage.
Spicy nuggets are all right.
They finally came back, yeah. though. That's the thing.
There's some
spicy nuggets were good, and they got rid of them, which is why I think Wendy's is
I
Call
loved
of Duty.
Sticks.
I had Wendy's for dinner
I
last
had Call
night.
Of Duty, crossed it out, put League of Legends.
Because
I
Call
get
of
you
Duty
not.
Introduced a lot of big, new, awesome, fresh shit to games, like
see,
Killstreak Rewards,
nice.
Like Prestige. Remember, was Prestiging a thing before Call of Duty? Were Killstreak Rewards a
I don't
thing
know.
Before Call of Duty?
I feel like the
Are
first
Killstreak
time I saw
Rewards
Killstreak
in any
Rewards.
Game other than Call of Duty?
Right. So a lot
it's
of
a Call
that,
of Duty
yeah.
staple.
But just like Wendy's, all the stuff I loved and that made me love Call of Duty, they took away. Yeah, and so I just stopped that. I was just out on that. So let's see.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I just that it just
freaking
it used
Wendy's.
To be good. Used to be good. Introduced a lot of cool stuff, like a cheesy cheddar burger. They put nacho cheese on a burger. Like I'm into that. That's
I
inventive.
Will say the worst fast food burger I ever had was a Wendy's burger. I got a guacamole one, a guac burger, and I took two bites and threw it away. It was so gross.
Gross. Fast food guac, that's what you get.
No, but Carl's Jr. has amazing guacamole.
Carl's Jr. is not fast food.
Yep.
Carl's Jr. is like halfway.
Yep.
There you go.
They bring
yeah.
your food
yeah,
to
like
you
this.
When you sit down, so it's
like
halfway.
Almost a restaurant.
I don't
almost.
Know what it's halfway to. Not quite even a restaurant.
It's not
like
halfway.
It's like halfway to like an In-N-Out.
Halfway to not being a fast food restaurant.
Yes.
We don't know which direction they're heading.
It's like
it's certainly not
it's
toward
almost
a restaurant.
An In-N-Out and Spin It.
In it and spin it. Oh, my God.
They're creating their own direction.
All right, so McDonald's.
Okay, McDonald's, I put, look, you're going to eat it, despite your better judgment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great, but
disagree.
Surprisingly, it is probably the fast food place that I've eaten at the most
Absolutely.
In my whole life. Kids freaking love it. It's Minecraft.
Okay.
It's Minecraft.
Like, I get that.
Have you ever played Minecraft?
Yes.
Like, you'll play it and be like, this game's stupid. And the next thing you know, it's like 3 hours later. And you're like, what am I doing?
Why did I build this?
I'm still
scale
doing
replica
this?
Of Mount Rushmore.
I can't stop.
Why? Can't. You're like, I got to finish it. That's McDonald's for me. I don't even really like McDonald's, but I eat there.
All the time.
At least once a month.
Once a month? Well, I think I eat there 3 times a week.
Oh, well, it depends. If
my
kids
could, I'd probably eat there every day.
Yeah,
see, I think the McDouble is the single best hamburger on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
I really do.
See, it's I only get the Big Mac really when I go because I
no.
I always go Mac? And I look at the menu the and I'm like, I want a Big Mac.
Carb Mac. For McDonald's is Mario to me.
That's what I said.
Oh.
It's here. It's been here forever. It's going to be here same. Forever. And even if you don't like some of his games, even if you don't like the Filet-O-Fish, you probably like at least one Mario game, and you probably like at least one McDonald's sandwich.
Wait,
or
oh, you mean
item.
Luigi game?
What? I mean, some people are like,
hey, those games are good too.
Dude, the Haunted Mansion looks kind of
actually
okay.
That does look fun.
Yeah,
it looks really fun.
So yeah, and then there's people like me. So I am. I think Trent's kind of like this with Mario game. I know there are definitely people like this with Mario games that will buy every single Mario game no matter what. Yeah. And that's me with McDonald's. I'll eat any McDonald's sandwich. I
yeah.
love all of their
except
shit.
Except for the Filet-O-Fish.
And then there's always somebody, like Peterson's like, oh, I just get the Big Mac. And then just, but you always have at least, you can say, oh, I'm not sure I like Mario.
The thing is, everyone says
you might
they
like
don't
Mario
like
Party,
McDonald's,
you might
but
like
they're
Mario
all lying.
Part- they're all lying.
Well, no, that's the thing. Here's the thing about McDonald's. It's not that, like, nothing is particularly amazing. Their beef isn't great. Like their fries are good.
Why do you keep putting down McDonald's? You're preaching to the wrong crowd here.
Hey, guys, back me up on this, listeners.
No one back him up.
You know that Jim Gaffigan skit about McDonald's? Have you heard that?
Maybe.
It's like, oh, you see your neighbor there, and you're like, oh, I didn't know I was better than you. That's how I feel when people tell me they like McDonald's.
I didn't know I was
better. Yes.
Okay. All right, so how about Taco Bell? Peterson, you're going to love this one. I call Taco Bell Rocket League.
I have Rocket League for it, too. Yes!
I didn't have
right
Rocket
answer.
League on this one.
You messed
I
it
had
up.
Ratchet
Get
and Clank.
Get out of here!
Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah.
Wow. What? I got to hear this.
Yeah, that's weird.
Taco Bell is always coming out of left field with the weird shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like the yes. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So dope.
Yeah,
so
Ratchet and Clank is all about like really weird random okay. weapons and items and everything. I don't know, maybe a little bit of a disconnect. Rocket League's probably better, but that's where I was going with it.
So I put Rocket League because Taco Bell's a little different, right? It's not a burger. It's for fast food. It's not a burger place, right? It's tacos.
Not really a Mexican place.
It's
Taco
yeah,
Bell.
It's Taco Bell. It is entirely unique to itself. And you've
we
never
serve
seen,
cinnamon rolls.
You won't
We're
see
Taco
a Taco Bell.
Bell.
Yeah, you won't see a Taco Bell clone, and you'll never see a Rocket League clone.
Right. They're always releleasing new stuff, and it's always pretty good.
Yeah.
Like
every new Rocket
like,
League mode,
I like
you're like, hoops, I love it. The the hockey one,
hockey
I love it.
It's great.
The combat one, I love it.
Yeah, dude,
they're
it's
all
crazy.
Good.
Drop
like
Shot,
Bell.
Okay, I'm upset. Drop Shot is my favorite Rocket League mode.
Quesarito, I'm in. Why not two?
Crunchwrap,
had the
I don't know.
Have you had the new cheesy, what is it, cheesy chalupa?
No.
I think Jenna got that.
They bake cheese on the outside of the shell.
See, they're just they're brilliant.
And the other thing, just like Rocket League, or just like Taco Bell, I'm almost down for both of them. Someone's like, hey, let's play Rocket League. Yup. Someone's like, hey, you want Taco Bell? Yup.
You're like, all right, you rarely have
not
a bad
in the
experience.
Mood for Taco Bell. No, never. All right, so Pizza Hut.
McDonald's. I said Call of Duty.
You know that song? My kids sang that in preschool.
Yeah,
they
teach
kids, what is this?
They teach kids that
Mill
shit.
Hollow. That's where we learned that
one,
right?
They always teach children this.
Wow.
So they know the restaurants they're supposed to go to.
Is that like a Utah thing?
No, it's like a corporate
McDonald's,
America
McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Pizza Hut.
Yeah, those
McDonald's,
are the
one.
Two, McDonald's,
one out of three.
One out of three, yeah. Yeah. You guys fucked up the rest of them.
So for Pizza Hut, I said Call of Duty.
Okay.
While I'm playing it, I always enjoy it, but I always kind of feel dirty after eating it or
you,
playing it, whatever,
and
I eat it.
Yeah. And you wish that they'd bring back the Big New Yorker, and you're like, what the
like
fuck?
I remember a happier time. I can feel myself slowly dying as I'm eating it. But mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for me, it's like Pizza Hut has always been there. It's always been there. Their deep dish, you know, their classic Pizza Hut deep dish. Like, they used to have that at my middle school. Like, every Thursday was Pizza Hut Day or something.
Yes.
And you're like, this has been around, and it's been a staple in your childhood. I don't eat there all the time. I rarely think about it when I'm like, oh, let's order pizza. It's never like on my top five
list. So what is your game?
But I introduce it to my kids and they're like, we love Pizza Hut. This is amazing. Really? So I put Pizza Hut as Zelda. It's always been there. Ooh, Zelda games have always been around.
Too nice to Pizza Hut.
I think it's
For the same reasons.
Is that your go-to pizza place?
No. No, I like Pizza Hut. I don't ever play it. Like, I rarely play Zelda games. That's but when man. I do, I'm like, oh, this is a tight game.
For you, it's
game.
A Zelda game.
Yeah, it's a Zelda game for me.
So for me, it's football games. For a lot of the same reasons you listed is that it hasn't been the same since I was a kid. But I really liked it as a kid. I loved Pizza Hut as a kid. Everyone was obsessed with it, just like they were obsessed with Madden and NFL 2K. I remember with Jackson and Peter, one of our other listeners, we would have competitions with like a ton of other people, like Madden competitions with like brackets and everything.
Yep.
And I don't even think about football games ever anymore. And yep. It's just like a complete change. But yeah, Pizza Hut was defining.
Yeah, when you were a kid, it was like Pizza Hut was the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just so salty and greasy that like when you're a kid, that's what you want.
Your like growing human body is like, wow, these are ingredients we need. And then you grow up and your body's
and you're like,
that's enough.
Hey,
whoa.
You're not nine.
And the pituitary gland guy, he said, cut it out on the salt. We're good.
Like a little bit of pizza is fine, but this?
No.
Not this.
All right, so next
I put Fazoli's in there.
Do you want to do this? Do you want to do Fazoli's?
Here's the thing. If you're not familiar with Fazoli's, it was this flash-in-the-pan Italian fast food place that came out. I grew up in Vegas. It was in Vegas. I know it was in Utah.
Mm-hmm. If you're out west.
It was terrible. It was genuinely gross. People would go there, though, because they had all-you-can-eat breadsticks, and the breadsticks were not terrible.
Yeah.
But
how do you fuck up a breadstick?
All of their food was terrible. It tasted like microwaved food.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
For me, Fazoli's was a place that never should have existed. It was a flash in the pan. It was garbage. These are what I wrote.
Oh, my God.
Garbage, terrible.
I think we maybe have listed the same game.
Worst quality. No, we didn't. And it bastardized a beloved food type, and I put this was the Star Wars Battlefront 1 reboot.
Because no one asked for it.
Battlefront was a 1 and 2, the original, were amazing. Italian food, done right, is amazing. And then they released this fast food Battlefront 1. It was garbage. They bastardized the game. No one wanted it. It should not have existed. They should have made a better game. That's why.
I got one for Fazoli's that you are just going to love,
yes.
Peterson. So Fazoli's came out. By the way, it's still around. There's still like 200 franchises.
Really?
Yeah.
How? Who's eating there? If you're eating at Fazoli's,
just like the
you tell me,
joke,
and I'm going to yell at you.
Because we can be like, oh, I didn't know I was better than you.
Yes.
Because if you eat at Fazoli's,
where's
I don't know what to say.
Where's the closest Fazoli's?
So Fazoli's was way too late to the game in terms of like, what other genre of fast food has not been exploited? And they were thinking about pizza, and they're like, we can't compete with pizza, so let's do Italian.
Ugh.
But they were way too late on the game, just like making new fast food joints. First off, that was late. And then the other thing is they came out like 5 years before, like just before the low carb diet crazes, like the South Beach diet and the Atkins diet. All of
yep.
these were huge. And so Fazoli's was like the absolute counter to these diets. And that was
opposite.
A huge crusher to them. And so they were just – but – you were shocked. Everyone was kind of shocked that it went for as long as it did. Like, people were still eating at Fazoli's. And it struggled on way longer. The fact that it's still around, it struggled on way longer than it deserved to.
There are still 215 yep. Fazoli's in the United States.
It's Wildstar.
I hate the U. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It's like...
No.
Here
like
it is.
Wildstar was way too late to the MMO game. They're like, we're going to do an MMO. It's going to be cool. Everyone
Wildstar
wants MMOs.
Was good.
No, it was
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
Trent eats at Fazoli's.
No.
Wildstar,
Wildstar was late to the game, but if it would have come out at the right time, it would have been the winner.
It was
like
not
Fazoli's.
Fun.
No.
The story was bad. The game wasn't fun.
Wildstar's McDonald's. Not Fazoli's.
Wildstar is McDonald's?
Trent's so mad right
wow.
now.
Wow.
Wildstar is like a 5-star steakhouse.
Trent, do you have breadsticks right now?
Wait, are you sponsored by Fazoli's?
Are you eating breadsticks dunked in Alfredo dressing?
I hate both of you.
Wait, sorry.
Talk more about your shitty food. Did you say Alfredo?
All right, there, Fazoli.
I'm going home.
All right, we've got
Trent's going to go find the nearest Fazoli's and try it out.
He's got to get his fix. He's got to get his carbs on. He's like, I just need like 200 grams of carbs in a single meal.
Yeah, you know me and my carbs.
Trent loves carbs. All right, so last one is Dairy Queen. You added this one too.
I added this one because it's...
I have a really good one for this.
Not that popular.
All right, so Dairy Queen... is something that I love everything at Dairy Queen. I love their ice cream. I like their cakes. I love a dilly bar. I love the food at Dairy Queen. I think their fries are some of the best fries in fast
Blizzards.
Food. Blizzards. Mm. Blizzards are dope. And oddly enough, their burgers are great. Their flamethrower
and the chicken.
Yes!
Both of them.
I love their shit. I love everything. And every single time I tell people that I love everything unironically from Dairy Queen, I get so many judgy
this
looks.
This fits so well with my prediction. So go ahead and say what yours is.
Mine is the Age of Empires series. Because everyone's like, oh, yeah, I think I played Age of Empires 2, which is the equivalent of saying like, oh, I like to go there for the occasional Blizzard. And I'm like, do you ever get a flamethrower?
Is Dairy Queen. I just have to get this straight. So Dairy Queen is your favorite restaurant of all time.
Basically, yeah, hands
That's what
down.
I'm getting from
yeah,
this.
Yeah, hands down. Okay.
You
yeah.
cannot find a better restaurant to eat at than
Dairy
Queen.
I keep going
Queen.
Back to DQ. Just get the DQ.
So here's this for me. Here's the thing. Dairy Queen exists. I know about it.
It does.
I never, ever, ever think about it. I've been there maybe twice in my life. Both times. The last time I went was
That's
probably...
That's how many times you played Age of Empires.
Was probably 4 years ago, and I liked it. I was like, oh, why don't I go to Dairy Queen more often? I don't have anything against it, but if you told me it was your favorite restaurant, I will mock you because it's Dairy
You're
Queen.
You're rude. You're the rude guy.
It has a female mascot, the Dairy Queen.
Okay. And sexist.
So this is my game. No, it fits the game. Kingdom Hearts.
What?
What? Kingdom Hearts.
It's a stretch.
Because of Sora. Sora is a female mascot.
All right, deep cut reference for like 20 of our listeners that picked that up. Nice.
I always thought Sora was a chick because that's a girl's name. Sora. It ends in an A. It sounds like Sarah. Anyway. But Dairy Queen, listen, it's Kingdom Hearts because it's a weird... I don't have anything against it. People love it. I know people... JD, specifically, likes Kingdom
it's
Hearts.
It's Disney.
But if you tell me it's your favorite game, I'm going to make fun of you.
It's one of the biggest assholes in the
game.
World, too.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Rude. Peterson sucks at
Dairy Queen.
Peterson just sucks. Don't you think Peterson
is
sucks?
Is Kingdom Hearts.
Rude.
It exists. Ugh. I don't ever think about it.
All right, what time are we at?
101.
All right. What do you have another one?
My last one, Jack in the Box. I have to do this because this is a deep cut, but people in Utah have a bias against Jack in the Box because back in the 90s.
Someone pooped in a burrito
once. No, back in the 90s.
Everyone in Utah loves it, though.
But here's the thing. No.
It's forbidden.
Everyone,
fruit.
I tell people in Utah, oh, I like Jack in the Box. And they say, oh, if you want to die of E. coli. Because back in the early 90s, two people in Utah died from E. coli from a Jack in the Box. And now you cannot find Jack in the Box in Utah, except for down in like St.
George.
Yep. Like southern Utah,
well,
which
they
is.
They don't care. They're like,
well, it's close enough to Nevada.
George. They're 7 years old.
Where Nevadans are like, why don't I have. So it's right off the freeway. There's Jack in the Box there. So Jack in the Box got a bad rap for one tiny little mistake, which was actually kind of a major mistake of killing two people.
Just two people?
Two
are
out
serious?
Of how many
How
billions?
Many people eat at Jack in the Box every day?
And I was,
and only two of them die?
Exactly. Yeah. Only two?
You're more likely to die in a car wreck like on the 20. Way to Jack in the Box than you are at Jack in the Box. Eat at Jack in the Box.
And I
yes.
am got a pretty good success record.
I'm constantly telling people, especially in Utah, like, no, it's better now. I promise.
See,
this
I get
is
the
no
opposite
sky.
Reactions. I talk to anyone in Utah about Jack in the Box, and I hear, yeah, have you had their tacos?
Everyone loves
their tacos
this,
are so good.
It still fits no Man's Sky, though, because there's like the diehards that are still
people
out there
People tell me all the time, I can't tell
it's
you.
It's good now.
Like,
it's good now.
Dude,
there's not
I
E. coli
swear it's
anymore.
Good.
They took care of all the E. coli.
You won't die. No, they've like reversed, and now it takes longer to get your burger because they cook it better. Guys, Jack in the Box is no Man's Sky for Utah
so
specifically.
Good.
Alrighty, let's wrap this up.
Dice of destiny.
Alright, Peterson, what did you roll last week?
I rolled a casual game for $30 or less.
Okay.
So this is pretty easy. Well, actually, kind of easy, but a lot of casual games. So I'm browsing the Steam catalog for casual games, and they're all like sex dating sim hentai games.
Sounds
and I'm
right.
like,
Your search results are always trending toward that. You're always one
I've
click
never
away
played
from...
one.
I just want to see your search history.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because even that would make you gag.
Bang cream.
I mean, dream.
Bang cream.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So I found this game called Chalk. Chalk. It's
spell it.
Spelled T-S.
Oh, just how you spell Chalk.
Chalk. Yeah.
No, Chalk.
Yeah, like,
chalk.
Yeah,
chalk it
chalk.
Up to chalk.
C-H.
Chalk it up to this. Chalk it up to this weird accent.
Chalk. Yeah.
Chalk it up. Hey, chalk it up. Hey, what's up? This is my brother Chalk. This is my brother Chalk. I will do my whole review in that voice. Chalk, it's spelled T-S-I-O-Q-U-E. Chalk.
Chalkway.
So Chalk is a pretty fun video game. Chalk is a point, as anybody who has played Chalk will tell you.
It's Chalky.
Point and click Chalky adventure game. Described as playfully dark. Chalk. Get it now wherever you can buy Chalk.
I gotta say, the main character is very fitting.
So it's playfully dark. It's by Oh No Studios, which is
that's the main character.
She looks like Chalk.
N-O-O.
I'm Chalk. I am a small blonde girl with gigantic eyes.
And her name is Chalk. So it's by Oh No Studios.
Okay.
Let's see. It was a Kickstarter game originally, raised almost $40,000 on Kickstarter. I think the differentiator is it's a point-and-click adventure, but it's hand-drawn 2D animation. So why they raised money is because
they drew every single
frame was hand-drawn.
Okay.
Beautiful. But essentially you're playing as this princess who's captured by an evil wizard and you're trying to get out. But it's like the game's like, but she's not a princess that's going to wait for around for prince. She's not a princess that'll
she's
wait
not a princess
around.
She's waiting for around.
Charming.
Not Chalk. Not this Chalk.
What is this?
So it's a puzzle game where you're going around trying to escape this castle.
Like solving puzzles?
I can't do it.
Well, we have a game for you if you enjoy solving puzzles with your friend Chalk. So you take Chalk on a long point-and-click adventure where she will take you through many different worlds.
I can't do it.
Stop it! Stop it! Knock it off. Chalk it off.
I'm sold.
In honor of Trent's just weird obsession with Fazoli's, here's the Wildstar theme to play us out.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Wildstar. Guys, check us out. We're on Facebook and Twitter and TikTok.
My heart.
And TikTok. TikTok.
We are on TikTok. You can find us recording all sorts of funny videos on TikTok.
I can't talk anymore.
This is Chalk. Chalking off. Get a grip, Peterson.
Can we do it for you?
This, I can't say it. This is Peterson going to AFK.
This is Trent logging out.
I hate you.
You're gonna pick that game.
Oh my gosh.
Peterson Productions.
Oh yeah.